say that about your job, your whatever, your health. You got to say, you can't take my health, for I'm going to be strong and I'm going to be healthy. Come on and say, man, whatever you think the lion is taking and whatever that heavy old bear has weighed you down with, you need to let him know I'm here to cut your throat today, and you can't have what I have, what God has given me. Come on and say, man, it is. I'm going to try to get there. But Saul doubted him. Tell him, don't doubt me, because you don't know what I've been fighting already. I didn't have an audience when I conquered them. I didn't have nobody looking. I wish I had some. I did this in the quietness of the wilderness while I was out there by myself. I wish I had somebody. I didn't have nobody to tell me to go on and cut his throat, but I went anyway. I didn't have nobody to tell me to chase him down, but I stopped him anyhow. You don't know what I've been doing, so you just step back. Don't let people tell you what you can't do. They haven't been there. They don't know what you've been praying. They don't know how you are a prayer warrior. They don't know what anointing God has placed on you. They wasn't there when the oil flew out on your head. They wasn't there when God spoke to you. They wasn't, I wish I had somebody. They wasn't there when you were all by yourself, just you and a few sheep. Oh, and the sheep can't tell it because they don't know. All they know is they're thankful and they'll follow you anywhere because you were the one that led them. You're the one that saved them out of the mouth of the lion and out of the mouth of the bear. Do I have a witness? You ain't got to tell everybody what you did. David said, I ain't told my daddy. I ain't told my brothers. I ain't told nobody. But just so you know, you may not look at me as a champion. You may not look at me as a man of war. But just so you know, I ain't as weak as you think I am. I can do some stuff. Hallelujah. I can do some things that you didn't think I could do. Don't look at this frame. You need to look at what's on the inside. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Do I have a witness? Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Saul said, you can't do it. They don't know what you did. They've been watching you, but they ain't watched you enough. See, you were a non-factor to them, so they didn't watch you all the way. They didn't know what you were capable of. Saul said, you ain't but a youth. I'm sizing you up. I'm checking you out. I know what a mighty man of war looks like, and you don't look like him. That's all right. Sometimes God sends things that don't look like what you think they ought to look like. Amen. Preach. David told him in verse 34 and 35, he said, look at my testimony. I did this. Verse 35 said, I caught him by the beard. David said, look, I was close to his mouth. And I delivered, look at this, the lamb was in his mouth. David said, I cut his throat where he couldn't swallow. And delivered the lamb out of his mouth. Powerful. All right, let me try to get on here. Verse 38, and Saul said, okay then, since you want to do it, Saul said, I know you can't, but since you want to do it, I'm going to give you my armor. I'm going to put you the king's armor on. And at first I thought that Saul was really trying to do him a favor. But Saul put the armor on him so the people would think that he was the king. Saul was scary himself. And would much rather put a boy out there and dress him like a king for him to die. Isn't that something? Hoping that that would spare his life whenever...
We know the hearts of all the fans through the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Hogan Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campton, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campton, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Al Toria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries. Thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina Lowe, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II.
Psalms number 26, commencing at verse 1, recorded are these words. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissimulars. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash mine hands in innocency, so will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me. You know, so many of us have difficulty as we would look at the realities of what this day represents. And we sing the song, every day is a day of thanksgiving. But the only way that you can honestly and sincerely say those words or sing those words is to understand that God is in control. Is to understand what Romans 8:28 says, and it is, and we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, for them who are the called according to his purpose. The only way that we can say that we give God thanks and are grateful for what he's done, where he's brought us from, and what he's doing right now is to understand that God has got this thing fixed. And sometimes, my brothers and sisters, in our days, in our walks, there are things that happen to us, things that challenge us, things that try us, things that tempt us, things that try to pull us off the path of God's right way, things that try to rise up on the inside of us, things that try to rise up around us, things that try to come against us, that will take our focus off of God. But when you recognize who he is and what he has said and trust in him, then the devil in hell really can't do you no harm. I want you to look at what David is saying. There are many who ascribe to the fact that this was the time when Absalom, his son, was trying to kill him and overthrow his throne, and there are others who have different opinions as to why David penned this particular psalm, but what is most important is that that he stated, regardless of the era of his life or the situations concerning his life, he speaks some truths that are still relevant for the believer today. Now look at what he says. He says, first of all, judge me. Now you've really got to be, and I think you need to know, David was in relationship with God, and he was also in fellowship with God. And so, you know, when you walk with God, you don't do something so bad that you're afraid to talk to him about it. When you really walk with him, you might slip, but you ain't gonna slide. You might fall, but you're not gonna wallow. And so when you walk with God, you're not ashamed when you mess up to say, Lord, forgive me, and ask him to straighten you out and get you on the right path, because you know it would be better to be in the hands of the Lord, even if he's angry, than to be in the hands of your enemies. Because if you have relationship and fellowship with him, you know that there is still a place called mercy, where when God knows your heart is right and that you have confessed your sins, that he will righten your steps and bring you back in the proper fellowship. So look at what he said. Judge me, who? Oh Lord, listen. For I have walked in mine integrity. Now notice what he didn't say. He didn't say, Lord, judge me, for I have been blameless. I have been sinless. I have been perfect. He says blameless in the integrity. It means blameless in the sense of that he has done what he knows to be right. And he's not saying that he's a perfect man, but he's saying I've done the best I could. And sometimes, my brothers and sisters, even in doing the best that you can, you'll find out that it will not be enough in and of itself. That's why we depend upon the grace of God to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Look at what he says. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. He didn't say I wouldn't slip. He said, I won't slide. And I got news for you, my brothers and sisters. Sometimes you can slip so quick, till before you know it, you done slipped. But when you like slipping, you will find yourself sliding. And listen, I got news for you. You never slip up. You always slip. Help me, somebody. And when you slide, you never slide. You always slide with a greater velocity. Now you slip, the slip might be quick, but it's not with great velocity. But when you slide, that means you have then lost the ability to break the slide. You can break the slip a whole lot quicker than you can break the Anybody ever slid? Come on here, don't act holier than thou. You are holy, but don't act holier than thou now. Because all of us have slipped and slid at one point in our lives, and we know the difference. So look at what he says. Examine me. Because I look at myself, and sometime in my own examination, I miss some stuff. Sometime in my own examination, I've forgotten about some stuff that you still remember, because I didn't go and get forgiveness, but yet it is still plaguing me or keeping me from being blessed. You examine me. Listen at this. Oh Lord, and prove me, try me, test me. Help me to see where I am missing it, where I have gone astray. Try my reins and my heart. Try my thoughts and my hearts. And when you get through examining me, whatever is not right, fix it for me, God. Whatever is not aligned with your word, your will, your way, convict me, Lord. Whatever is not right, you are the great judge. So when you get through examining me, if it's well with you, then I know it is well with me. Now, I got to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. You don't go to God with this kind of thing unless you want to do right. Because once you ask him to show you, I've got news for you. You might not like what he shows you.
Because so many of us can go around pointing the fingers at others, but so many times we miss all that's on the inside of us that's not right. But when you go to the one who knows you better than you know yourself, can't hide a thought from him, can't hide a thought from him, who knows you and can discern and go between the bone and the mat. I mean, there is just nothing that can be hidden from him when you tell him, examine me. That's why sickness might be in your body, because you didn't ask him to examine you. That's why your finances might be messed up, because you didn't ask him to examine you. That's why you might not be as far progressed as you ought to be, because you didn't ask him to examine you. And that may be some stuff that's stopping you from going where he wants you to go. Now listen at this, because David is not hung up at this point on thanking God for stuff. And when we associate Thanksgiving, it's always because you blessed me with a beautiful home. You blessed me with a fine car. You blessed me with clothes, food. You blessed me with a good job, bank account. It's always stuff. And I've got news for you. If that's the only way you can thank him, you don't really sincerely thank him. Because I need you to know that without the stuff, he's still worthy to be praised. I mean, when you really begin to think about it, the stuff really can't bring you joy. It can bring you a little happiness. But stuff really can't bring you joy. And can I tell you, if you've got joy underneath the skin, you really don't need stuff. But when you have joy underneath the skin, he'll just stack stuff all around your doorstep. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things. When you get it right with him, stuff will come to you. Listen to me. If you've got joy, then you'll be happy with the stuff you got. But if you ain't got no, come on, talk to me, somebody, joy, then all the stuff in the world won't make you happy. Because that begins with him underneath the skin. Look at what he says, verse 3. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes. For his loving kindness, he says, is before my eyes. If you want to see God loving kindness, open up your eyes. It's all around you. Not just kindness, but loving kindness. Listen to David. Listen to David. He says, and I have walked in thy truth. What is his truth? His word. You know his word, then you'll know what to walk in. He says, I thank you for your word. Verse 4, he says, now I've not sat with vain persons. People caught up on themselves. Who are dressed up on the outside but are messed up on the inside. People who brag more about what they got than whose they are. I don't mess with vain folk, because vain folk think it's all about them. The sun rise and set around them. You can tell vain folk because they don't want to talk about nobody but them and theirs. Uh-oh, I hope vain folk ain't get mad right now. Listen to what he says. Neither will I go in with dissemblers. I'm not even going to associate with dissemblers. I'm not going to mess with folk who know how to disarray stuff and take things and make mess and move things out of proper position and place and pull out of context reality. I'm not even going to deal with folk. You got folk who are dissemblers, folk who always find themselves in the midst of mess. Either they are telling it or taking it. Either they're doing stuff or in the place where stuff is. You know, when you really get it right, you don't even want to be around dissimilars. Listen again. I have hated the congregation of evildoers. Now, listen at this. You don't just have congregation of righteous folk. You got congregation of evil. Satan has congregations all over the world as well. And so he says, I've hated those congregations and will not sit with the wicked. Now, the wicked are those who intentionally and purposely do that is opposite against the word and the will and the way of God. But look at what he says. I will wash mine hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord. Now, he's saying, listen, I've got to have clean hands and a pure heart. to even come around God's altar. I'm not going to come around his altar playing. I'm not coming around his altar pretending and performing. I want to wash my hands in innocency, so that when I come around the altar of the Lord, my petitions will be heard. This is the same man that said, if I regard iniquity in mine heart, the Lord will not hear me. If I know when I come around this altar, my hands, my heart is clean, God's got to hear me. I can boldly come before the throne of grace. If I have done my part, then I know God has got to do his part. And my brothers and sisters, it's a joy in knowing that when you come before the altar of the Lord, your hands are clean, your heart is clean, your thoughts are clean, and you go before him and you petition what you desire in your heart. You don't have to come like a wimp. You don't have to come whining and crying like you are a foster child. You are a child of God with rights and inheritances, and you are able to tell God just what you want. Listen at this. Listen at what he says. He says, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Now he gives some insight as to why he wants to come around the altar. You see, most of us, when we come around the altar and our hands are clean and our heart is right, it's always, Lord, give me. Lord, do it. Lord, I need you. But listen to what he's saying. He's saying, when I get this thing straight, he says, I want to go around the altar and let some of those who are coming around to get from him know that he's a mighty good God. Now look at this word. I want you to see something. He says, verse 7, that I may publish. Now this is an interesting word, because in all of the connotations connected with this word publish, listen to what David is saying. He says, I want to proclaim, to declare. I want to speak, and I want a written record, as in a newspaper or some published place where advertisement can be made about the goodness of the Lord. I want to say it, but I want folk to see it also. He says, around this altar that he's talking about, he says, everything I need, I have received from the Lord. And can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, when you stop a moment and just look at what he's done underneath the skin, when you stop a moment and take off all of the things of externalities, all of the things on the outside, and start looking on the inside, by the time you get to the stuff, you will have shouted so much, and it will be clear to any and everybody that God is good just by what he's done on the inside of you. Listen to me. What good is the stuff if he hadn't saved you? Because Jesus said, what does it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? So what good is the stuff if the heart and your soul does not belong to God? And when you have the fellowship, I really don't know if many of you have ever experienced the intimate, powerful presence of God. I promise you, if you ever get in his presence, stuff is the last thing you ever think about. Can I just be real with you for a minute about a personal experience? I used to think folk, you know, used to be making up stuff, just saying stuff, say, you can have this whole world, just give me Jesus. Now, I loved Jesus. I'm going to be real with you. I loved him. But I just didn't think that was real until I really entered into the presence of the Lord and understood that the world can't even compare, with all of its riches and all of its glory, with being in the presence of the Lord. It is a high you've never experienced on earth. It is a richness so rich the best, the Hope Diamond couldn't even show its brilliance like this reality. The best of purest gold could not shine like the presence of God. When you are in his presence, everything is well with your soul. And I'm here to tell you, it's a wonderful place. You don't ever want to leave that place. You don't ever want him to remove his spirit from you. You don't ever want to be out of fellowship with him. When you are in the presence of Almighty God, he does something to you that you've never had done to you before. Oh, I wish I had a witness here. While you're fellowshipping with him, he's working out your problems. While you're fellowshipping with you, he's causing men to have favor with you. While you are fellowshipping with him, he's ridding your body of disease. While you are fellowshipping with him, he is making ways out of nowhere, opening doors you never thought he would have. When you fellowship with him, he just blesses you more than you could ever know. Come on, give him some praise. Listen at what he says. That I may publish. I got to tell somebody. Oh, I don't know if you know it, but sometimes you don't want to tell because you just, you know, folk don't believe you when it gets too good. Oh, he lying. Lord, ain't get all that. She lying. She just want to be, no, I don't want to be seen. I want him to be seen. I want him to show up in me and show out in me so somebody can see that he is an able God. And when you publish what I am by the grace. When you publish what I have, it's by his grace. When you publish, I am on my way by his grace. When you tell it, when you say it, when you write it, when you declare it, when you make it clear that if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, somebody knows you so they know you ain't lying. Somebody know when you came from nothing and you have arrived at something. Somebody knows when you were messed up, twisted, all on drugs, all messed. Somebody knows where God has brought you from. So when you tell the story, others will know what he's done for you. Ah, thank you, sir. When you publish, listen at this. I got to take my time. One more moment here. That I may publish. There are just some things you can't tell for me. There are just some things you cannot say for me. There are some things you cannot declare for me. Because there are some things you don't know about me that God has done for me. And he wants me to tell it for my. Come on, that's why it's so important that you praise him and you praise him and you praise him, because he wants to hear, because he's done some things for you he hadn't done for me. He's brought you from some places he didn't bring me from. He delivered you out some stuff I've never got into. Oh, he's picked you up probably lower than I've ever been. I wish I had a witness here. I wish I had a witness here. That's why he wants you to publish it. You see, somebody's watching you, don't know how you got what you got. Don't know where you come from. Don't know where you're going. Don't know why you're here. But if you open up your mouth and let them know what he's done for you, then maybe they will be inclined to seek him too. Come on, give him praise. Look, I'm not through. I know y'all want to just keep praising him, but give me a minute. Give me a minute. You can't listen. Glory. Glory. Yeah, glory. I'm talking about the voice of thanksgiving. Yeah, glory. There is a voice of thanksgiving. It don't sound like no other voice. It comes from within and it comes from down. Oh! I wish I had a win. The voice of thanksgiving. You can always tell when folk are really thankful. Anybody grateful here today? Anybody thankful? Can you just give him a shout? thank you. Oh, thank you. The devil don't want you to say that to him and mean it. Listen at this. Listen, listen. He says, Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. You know, you can't love him without loving his